Welcome to the deep dive. If you've spent any time online or in a grocery store lately, you've definitely seen it. Protein. It seems to be absolutely everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Workout shakes, fortified yogurts, protein chips, even cereals. It's become a huge buzzword.
Exactly. So the question is, when does all this focus on quantity become, well, just noise? And when is it really helping our fundamental health?
That's really the core mission for us today. We need to cut through that intense marketing buzz, you called it the protein craze, which feels accurate, and really understand what our bodies genuinely need from protein, why quality is so crucial, maybe more than quantity.
Right.
And importantly, how you, the listener, can figure out if maybe your intake is falling a bit short.
And we've got some great source material guiding us, including insights from Dr. Francine LaJoie, a DC specializing in nutrition response testing and advanced clinical nutrition.
Ah, yes.
She actually calls protein the cornerstone of human health.
Yeah.
Sounds dramatic, but based on what we'll cover, it doesn't seem like hyperbole at all.
No, it really isn't. To get why there's so much buzz, we have to understand what protein actually does in the body. Forget the protein bar for a second.
Okay.
Protein is, well, it's the ultimate workhorse, truly one of the most essential nutrients. Its job description is massive.
So like building and repairing things.
Exactly. Building, repairing, maintaining basically every tissue, every single cell, every enzyme that makes reactions happen, every hormone that sends signals, they all fundamentally rely on protein.
Okay, let's unpack those core benefits then, because it sounds like it affects way more than just, you know, gym performance. We need to think systemically.
Absolutely. So the first one, the most obvious one, is maintaining and repairing muscle tissue.
Right.
Which is vital for strength, mobility, and especially important for fighting off that muscle loss that naturally happens as we age. It's the raw material for staying functionally strong.
But it's not just structure, it's function too, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned metabolic and immune support. How does that work?
Yeah, so think of protein as providing the assembly instructions and the parts for your internal defense and operation systems.
Okay.
It forms the basic structure of enzymes, those catalysts speeding up vital chemical reactions and antibodies, which are the specialized proteins your immune system uses to flag and neutralize threats, like viruses or bacteria.
So if you don't have enough good quality protein,
then those processes can slow right down.
Yeah.
Your metabolism might feel sluggish. Your immune system could be weaker. You literally don't have the high quality building blocks.
And the third function, this one often surprises people, the link to brain health and mood.
Correct. Protein is key for regulating hormones and neurotransmitters. Think about amino acids, the building blocks of protein.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them are direct precursors, the starting materials for crucial brain chemicals like dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine, you know, the feel-good, focus, and energy chemicals.
Hello. Okay, so if your intake of those specific amino acids is low or the quality isn't there?
It can directly impact your mood stability, your ability to focus, and your sustained energy levels through the day. It's a direct biochemical link.
Wow. And the fourth one, maybe the most practical day-to-day benefit, satiety and blood sugar stability.
Yes, this is huge. Protein digests more slowly than simple carbs.
Right.
That helps keep you feeling fuller for longer, and it really stabilizes your blood sugar levels.
Mm.
It's your body's best defense against those intense afternoon energy crashes and sugar cravings. It provides stability.
That makes so much sense. So if you're constantly hitting that 3 p.m. wall and reaching for coffee or sugar.
Often the real issue isn't just needing a quick boost. It might be that you didn't get enough quality protein earlier in the day to keep your blood sugar stable and fuel those neurotransmitters we just talked about.
Okay, this brings us right to the core conflict. This protein craze. We see high protein everything, often using processed sources. People rely on them for convenience. Are you saying processed protein is always bad, or is it more about looking closer, like the clinical view suggests?
It's definitely the latter. Quality matters way more than just the number of grams on the label. Relying too much on highly processed, protein-added foods can cause a couple of big problems.
Okay, what's the first one?
Well, first, the processing itself can sometimes stress the body, especially the liver and kidneys. They have to work harder to metabolize synthetic ingredients or maybe excessive amounts of low-quality protein isolates.
Okay, that makes sense. And the second issue links back to those functions we discussed. Enzymes, hormones.
Exactly. Processed sources often lack the complete package. They might give you the protein isolate, but they often fail to supply the full range of necessary whole food-based amino acids and those crucial nutritional partners called cofactors.
Okay, let's quickly define cofactors. And you also mentioned bioavailability earlier. Can you break those down?
Sure. Cofactors are essentially the helpers. They're vitamins, minerals, other non-protein compounds that are naturally found with protein in whole foods. Think B vitamins in meat or iron. Your body actually needs these cofactors to use the protein effectively. Bioavailability, then, is just a measure of how much of the protein you eat your body can actually absorb and put to work.
Ah, so a label might say 20 grams, but if it's not very bioavailable or lacks cofactors?
Your body might not be able to effectively turn much of that into actual cellular repair material. You're missing the tools needed for the job, even if you have some of the parts.
That's a really clear distinction. It's like the cellular machinery breaking down because of poor quality components and missing tools.
Precisely.
So if someone is consistently getting low quality protein or just not enough of the right kind, what does a clinician using something like nutrition response testing, like Dr. LaJoie, actually see happening inside the body?
Right, so NRT, nutrition response testing, is this system some clinicians use to pinpoint nutritional deficiencies and organ stress using biological feedback. And what they often find is that when protein metabolism is compromised, maybe from poor quality, maybe just chronic low intake, the body really struggles. It loses its ability to rebuild tissues effectively, and crucially, it loses efficiency in detoxification.
Wait, detoxification? I want to pause on that. Most people think detox and picture juice cleanses. What's protein's biological role here?
That's a great point. So the liver detoxifies in two main phases. Phase two specifically needs certain amino acids components from protein to bind onto toxins and neutralize them so your body can actually get rid of them.
Ah, I see.
If you're chronically low on those specific amino acids, your liver literally can't finish the job efficiently. Toxins can start to back up.
Wow.
And this inefficiency is often what underlies those really frustrating chronic symptoms people experience: deep fatigue, maybe wounds healing slowly, getting sick all the time, or those persistent sugar cravings. The body is signaling it can't keep up with maintenance, it's getting clogged.
That is a huge insight. It totally reframes feeling sluggish. It's not just low energies, it could be a sign of a fundamental maintenance failure. Okay, so we know the danger zone. Where should we focus to get the good stuff? Let's talk high quality sources.
Yes, let's shift focus. We need sources that are highly bioavailable and come packaged with those important cofactors. We can break it down into animal-based and plant-based.
Okay, lay out the animal sources first. What makes each one stand out?
All right. Starting with eggs, they're often called the gold standard, a complete protein, meaning they have all nine essential amino acids your body can't make itself.
Got it.
Then lean meats like chicken breast, easily digested, very bioavailable protein. Turkey is similar. Lean, but also notably rich in tryptophan.
Tryptophan, that's the one linked to sleep and mood.
Exactly. It's an amino acid precursor for serotonin, so it can support better mood and sleep regulation. You have fish like salmon, tuna, sardines.
Oh, yeah, the omega-3 powerhouses.
Right. So you get quality protein plus those crucial anti-inflammatory omega-3 fats. Great for brain health, too. A real two for one.
Nice. What about red meat?
Grass-fed cuts of beef are excellent sources, not just of protein, but also iron and B vitamins, key cofactors for energy production. Very nutrient-dense.
Okay, and dairy options.
Greek yogurt is fantastic, high protein, plus you get beneficial probiotics for gut health. And then there's cottage cheese, which is interesting.
Yeah, you mentioned that one has slow digesting casein protein. Why does slow digestion matter clinically? Let's pause there.
Great question. So, unlike whey protein, which hits your system fast, like after a workout,
Right.
casein kind of forms a gel in the stomach. It releases amino acids slowly, steadily into the bloodstream over several hours.
So if you eat it before bed,
It can potentially maximize your body's repair and recovery processes overnight while you're resting and fasting. It feeds that critical rebuild cycle for longer.
that's a really practical tip. Okay, now for plant-based options, what are the star players there, especially for getting all the essential amino acids?
For plant-based eaters, variety and combining foods is really the key strategy.
Makes sense.
So you have lentils and beans, great source of fiber, which aids digestion, along with valuable plant protein. Then there's quinoa.
Quinoa is kind of special, isn't it?
It is. It's a rare plant source that's a complete protein containing all nine essential amino acids. Makes it a fantastic staple.
What about soy products?
Tofu and tempeh are excellent vegetarian options from soybeans. Tempeh often gets a nod because it's fermented, which can make it easier to digest for some people.
Okay, and nuts and seeds.
Absolutely vital. Things like almonds, chia seeds, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, they add not just protein, but also healthy fats, which are crucial for hormone production and feeling satisfied.
So the main strategy for vegetarians or vegans is?
Really focus on eating a wide variety of whole plant foods, combining grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, vegetables throughout the day. That's the most reliable way to ensure you're getting that full spectrum of essential amino acids.
Okay. Now, even with a great diet, sometimes life happens, right? Or maybe there are digestive issues. Absorption isn't always perfect.
Exactly. And that's where if a clinician identifies a real need, especially for repair, they might suggest whole food-based protein formulas.
Right. And the source material gives several examples. It shows protein support can be quite targeted, not just general.
Precisely. These formulas aim to provide balanced nutrition for cellular repair, but without the synthetic stuff you might find in more conventional powders.
So, like, what kind of examples are we talking about?
Well, you see things like organic vegan blends, maybe using pea and pumpkin seed protein, like a product called Veggie Complete Pro, or non-dairy options using rice protein, like SP Complete Dairy Free.
And there was one specifically for muscle support, Whey Pro Complete, and then one that really ties back to our earlier point, SP Detox Balance. Why does a detox product need 17 grams of protein?
Yes, that's the crucial link back. Those 17 grams of protein are specifically included to fuel the liver's phase 2 detoxification pathways we talked about.
The ones needing amino acids to bind toxins.
Exactly. If the body is trying to clear out toxins but doesn't have enough of those specific amino acid building blocks, the whole process can stall. The body gets overwhelmed.
So this protein helps the liver when it's under a heavy load.
It supports the liver in completing that detoxification job efficiently, ensures the body can actually remove the neutralized toxins.
Wow. Okay. The existence of these specialized formulas really underlines that protein needs can be complex and targeted. But for those of us listening, not working directly with a clinician right now, how do we start figuring out our own needs? How do we know if we might have that protein metabolism imbalance?
Right. That brings us to a practical self-assessment. These are 5 pretty straightforward questions. They're simple, but clinically they can be quite revealing about whether your body is signaling a potential protein issue. Think of them as listening to your body's feedback.
Okay, first question. Do I feel tired or sluggish, maybe even shortly after eating? What does that suggest?
It could suggest that the fuel you just took in isn't being converted or used efficiently. The energy release isn't happening properly.
Okay. Second, am I recovering slowly from exercise or injury?
That's a very direct signal. Your body's repair capacity is compromised. You literally might not have enough building blocks available for the repair job.
Makes sense. Third, do I rely heavily on coffee or sugar to boost energy, especially midday?
Yeah, that classic afternoon crash.
Mm-hmm.
It often points to unstable energy supply, which, as we discussed, can trace back to poor blood sugar stabilization or not enough precursors for those energizing neurotransmitters.
Right. Fourth question. Have I noticed a loss of muscle tone or maybe thinning hair? Why hair?
This is a key insight from a nutritional perspective. Hair and nail growth are considered non-essential processes by the body.
Okay.
So when the body is running low on critical resources, like amino acids from protein, it will prioritize. It sacrifices these non-essential things first to make sure those amino acids go to vital functions protecting the heart, the liver, the brain. Thinning hair can often be a classic early sign of the body rationing resources. Resource starvation, essentially.
That's fascinating. Okay, and the fifth question. Do I tend to skip meals or find myself eating mostly simple carbohydrates?
This one's more behavioral, but it indicates you might not be prioritizing that foundational nutrient needed for sustained energy and all those functions we've covered. If you answer yes to even one or two of these questions, it's worth considering if your protein intake or metabolism might need some attention.
It really brings it home.
Yeah, the big takeaway, really drawing from clinical experience, is that protein isn't just some temporary wellness trend. It's absolutely foundational for cellular repair, for hormone balance, for detoxification, and ultimately for long-term health and longevity.
So the key is looking past the marketing noise.
And focusing intensely on the quality and the bioavailability of the protein sources you choose. Whole foods first, whenever possible.
It really all circles back to that powerful idea. The body's struggle to rebuild, maintain itself, or detoxify efficiently often links directly back to poor protein utilization. It truly is the engine running the whole biological factory.
Perfectly put. And, you know, if we think about this strategically, especially connecting back to that detail about slow digesting casein protein from cottage cheese supporting overnight repair,
mm-hmm.
It raises an interesting question for you to ponder this week. How might adjusting the timing of your high-quality protein intake impact your body? Could optimizing it for specific times like recovery after exercise or ensuring that slow release overnight make a difference in your energy levels and how well your body repairs itself?
Moving beyond just how much protein to when and why.
Exactly. It's shifting from just counting grams to strategically scheduling your foundational fuel for maximum benefit. Something to think about.